My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this particular gospel that has been given to us this morning by St. Matthew was put here especially by the wisdom of Holy Mother the Church. As you know, winter is on its way. We're now into the fall, although it feels like summertime still. And this particular gospel is an introduction to where we are going after a certain period of time. Now, this particular gospel can be looked at in various ways. And this morning, I'd like to talk about how it bridges the past, the present, and the future. So the past that we're talking about is when the early people were asked to enter the vineyard of the Lord and to carry the revelation that had been given to them by God. These are the people of the Old Testament. You know them. They are Adam and Eve, Enoch, Melchizedek, Abraham, Noah. These are the people of the Old Testament who start at the beginning of the day and carry the revelation up to noon, if you follow your gospel. And their job was to go into the vineyard of the Lord and make sure that they were the witnesses of the revelation in the age in which they lived. They were given talent, they were given virtue, and they were given everything that was necessary to bring about the divine revelation in their time. That phrase, in their time, is very important for us to remember. We do not belong to that age. By the time noon comes, that is when Jesus appears on the scene, and he gives the revelation at that time, the divine revelation. He is the revelation. He is what he represents, and he saves. He is the Father in the flesh. Those who see me see the Father. The Father and I are one. He brings all the Old Testament revelation up to himself. And then he gives the next stage of the revelation, and he gets his apostles and his disciples and the holy men and women of his time who go out into the vineyard of the Lord, and they begin to evangelize and push the revelation into the future. That's who we are. We are the people of the future. So he hires people at noon, and at 3 o'clock, and at 4 o'clock, and at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and they go into the vineyard of the Lord. Why are you standing around idle and you're not going into the vineyard and doing the work of the Lord and carrying the message of salvation, of peace, love, care and concern, healing, miracles, divine worship? That is everything that starts to take place after noon and brings us up to our present age. We are the sixth hour of the day in which marks the end of the age. Remember, there are 6 days of creation, and on the seventh day, God rested. So we have the sixth hour. The people are coming in from the field, and they get their wages, and then they go into eternal life. Even if someone works, let's say, the last hour of the day from 5 until 6, they are still given all the necessary energy, all the virtue, all the power that is necessary to carry the gospel of salvation in the age in which they are. That, my brothers and sisters, is our age. We are the people of the last hour of the divine revelation. In the economy of salvation, the first part of the day is over. The time of Jesus has come. He has died on the cross. Redemption is here. It's over. It is time now for us to not stand idly around in the marketplace of our life, but to go out and to live a life of care and concern and bring the gospel of salvation and forgiveness to all the people. Now, we can do that in our job if we're a nurse, real estate agent, if we're a student, if we're a housewife. It doesn't matter what we are in our secular world. It is that we go into the vineyard of the Lord and always witness to Jesus Christ and the revelation of love that has been given to us by God the Father through Christ. Now, it's very important to remember that there's only so much time to work in the vineyard of the Lord. One day. It's called the economy of salvation. It starts here with creation, and it ends here with the Lord coming at the end of the age in glory and wonder. And then those who receive their wages at the end of the day, they receive a crown of glory with their name on it in heaven. And they go home and they live with God. They sit on the throne of glory. They become co-redeemers along with Jesus Christ, Him whom we worship and adore. It's very, very important for us to realize that when we think of prayers, when we say prayers, when we go to Mass, when we receive communion, we remember the past, but we don't go there. We remember the past and we go into our time. Jesus reminded the apostles, the disciples, the holy women and men who were his followers, you will go into your closet or your storehouse and you will bring out the good from the Old Testament, and you will bring it and join it with the New Testament, his words, and you will give it to the people of that time. You will influence them. You will wake them up. You will invigorate them. You will preach the word of God and give them great joy so that they will go through their life always giving witness to the love and mercy of God. Now, there's something we need to remember about this vineyard of the Lord. Everyone can recognize it. Regardless of denomination you are, regardless of what religious principles or beliefs you have, all creation belongs to God. He is the one who brings the vineyard into existence. Jesus is the one who goes to the marketplace and says, you go into the marketplace. Don't stand idle here all day. Go give witness to your loving Father. And then at the end, of course, you get your reward. There are so many rewards waiting to be picked up by the people who work in the vineyard of the Lord that we should never let a day pass by. As a matter of fact, when we get up in the morning, we should offer the day up to do the will of God in the world in which we live. The world in which we live, not the past. We remember the past, the glory of God that has been given to us, and we push it into the future, bringing people along with us into eternal life. Now, the Jews were the ones who carried the revelation from the time of the Old Testament up to the time of Jesus. They are still carrying that revelation, and they are informing people. It is our job as the followers of Jesus Christ to pick up that revelation and bring it into our age, bringing as many people along with us as we possibly can. This is our mandate. This is the love of God that has been given to us. Those who only work 1 hour will be given a full wage. Those who work the whole day for the agreement that they made with God will be given their full wage. One does not outweigh the other. Each is given talents for their particular time to bring it to the fullness. If you have, for example, a glass and there is a circle, you fill the glass with water, one part of the glass, the edge, doesn't get more water than the other. The entire glass is filled up with the grace of God at one time. We have to remember not to get fixated on, oh, how much am I going to get? We should be saying, how much can I give? How often can I go to the vineyard and not stand here idly in the marketplace? There is one other thing we need to mention whenever we have one of these particular parables of Jesus. Every single parable that Jesus has given us in the New Testament are always end days parables. You can interpret it for yourself in your particular time if you like, but you will lose the meaning of where you are going. In this parable, we are going into the future. We remember the past, but we're headed to eternal life when the Lord Jesus is coming in glory. That's one of the reasons Jesus said, at the last hour of the day, they went out, they worked, and then they received their reward. We are the people who go out at the last hour of the day and bring Christ's message of salvation and love to everyone. In every single parable, you can go through their Bible and read it. They all are end days parable without exception. So read those if you like. And remember, it is given to you. You have been invited to go out into the vineyard of the Lord. You have the energy, the grace, and the mercy. You have healing power to bring people into the glory of God. Don't let the opportunity pass you by. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.